One of the lamites of his melacha is melechis kosher. I want to speak of one chaylik in it. Maybe first we'll make a kleina akdome. The melechis kosher, the av melacha of kosher, is if a person makes anat al gabi kesher, anat kesher al gabi kesher. Or if a person makes a nival gabi kesher, what we do on our shoes, or kesher echot b'roi shachut, all these three zachen are called kosher in the Torah. A knot on a knot, a bow on a knot, a string, and you make one thread, you make a knot on top of that string. All of these echotimtzes are called kosher, are called melocha d'oraisa. Now, is it tnai in meleches kosher that the kesher has to be a kesher shel kayomo? If the kesher is not made le kayomo, if the kesher is not made for a long time, so min ha-Torah it's muta. What is called kesher shel kayomo? So we have in Mishneh Berurah three shittas, three chilukei dinim. You have a kesher d'oraisa. It's a kesher that is made for la'olam, or maybe even for over half a year. We have a kesher derabbanon, that if some shittas it's after 24 hours already, also with derabbanon. If you under a shittas only if it's a week, it's called a kesher derabbanon. And we have a kesher that is muter, if you make the kesher al menas to open him la'alter, it's muter. So these are the two halachas. We have a kosher, melachas kosher, that it's kesher al gabi kesher, aniva al gabi kesher, kesher b'roish achut is called kosher. This is the metzias of kesher. And we have a tznai in kesher that has to be lo'ilom, midai raise, a chotsh, midai rabbanon for a day, for a week. But if it's made less from that, it's not called melachas kosher. So, Lamosha, why are you allowed to tie your shoes on Shabbos? What is matter to tie shoes on Shabbos? What is matter to tie shoes on Shabbos is because we do it from less than 24 hours. Hallelujah, too, if someone ties his shoes and his minig is in Motzei Shabbos, he slips it off till the next Shabbos. So he's over Yisro de Rabbanan. He's a lazy person. He's over Yisro de Rabbanan. And if he has pairs of shoes that he's planning to wear, you know, next Yontef, so he's like, oh, Yisro d'oraisa. Yeah. And it's Nogea L'maisa. Sometimes a person in Shabbos decides to take out the Shabbos shoes. Moshe Lel Shabbos, he was going on to race with boots, Crocs, all of them Shugasen. Yeah. Shabbos morning, he has to eat out. He decides he's going to the drawer to find the Shabbos shoes. And he finds that he has a knot from last Shabbos. He's not allowed to open it, Moshe.
If
it's just Meisei, he's totally with him. Totally, if not. If he's not sure, he has to come to Ezer Shaila. Although, he can't open his shoes. It happens a lot of times, a person's boots, he's going, he looks for a new pair of shoes, a whole pair of shoes here, he takes out the shoes, and it's a knot. So now, what the Olam has a mistake, you know, is that you're not allowed to do a knot on the knot in Shabbos. Right? A lot of people, when they're brought up, when they're kids, so some people put a mistake in their head that you're not allowed to do a Shabbos, a knot, and a knot. That's the Aveira and Shabbos, yeah? This is from the Bismedosh from the Amiratzim. Yeah? The problem is, everyone learned that Bismedosh, yeah? Every Bacher thinks that the Isur and Shabbos is a knot on top of a knot. Yeah? And that doesn't have no Mokir in Aloch. So, a fault from where the Amiratzis came in the door. I'll have to explain. Every shoe, I'll explain. You do one is a knot. The other thing is a bow. Now, this is called Melecha Deraisa of Kosha. Right? Everyone on Shabbos is over. Every bocher in the world on Shabbos is over Melecha's Kosha. What is the heter? Because he does it lesman. The same thing. He doesn't have to do a bow. He could do a knot and a knot. It's the same thing. But a lot of people think that a knot and a knot you're not allowed to do in Shabbos. Why? Because the Rambam's shita is that Kesher Uman is also afilu lezman. Zog de Ramov, Yesh Oimrim, Shekesher al Gabi Kesher, Hareyu Kesher Uman. So we choish is the shita sa Rambam that kesher al be kesher is a uma. Yes, I'm brim. And the mele, the fi dat shita. So even if you're doing it lezman, it's also. The mele, you can't tie your shoe. Kesher al be kesher, even lezman. Because if you're doing it lezman, you have a melechus koisha. B'shas ha-tchak, b'shas tzar, tchak, tzar, it's mutter. The marshal, if a person, his shoes got tied in Shabbos, the bow slipped and turned over to a knot, you're allowed to open it in Shabbos if you have to take off your shoes. Or if you, makam tzar, Chaznish explains, when they were mekabel on themselves, to be choshish to this ramo, they were not mekabel, makam tzar. This is the base alochas of Hilchus Kosher. So the feed them, a lot of people have to be makpid. A lot of time, the American bochurim, I see, they have coats. Some coats have belts. Some people have, like to do like a double knot on the belt. Yeah? Kesher uman. So the Ramah says that the minig is not to do it. Shaynes, but the mice in America, the minig of everyone is to do it. So the melamed zchus, the American rabbonim, that they don't do it so tight. And the shoe, if you do a double knot, it becomes very strong. So it's like a kesher uman. Most people, when they close, they do a rifyon. The whole mahus of that knot is like a rifyon dik knot, yeah? You do one. So, the male yesh al malismach. You have to know not to do it so strong. Now, the poskim came by with a big shaila. Today it's not so much negea anymore because a lot of the place is already updated. But if you go to old shuls, it's more negea lemaise. When you get a glila in Shabbos afternoon, some people don't like to get a glila, so it's not negea to them. But we have to know, Shemazam Erbach will take glila bedafka. The Hagbi doesn't have a kayach, he takes glila. Moses says, Malbishoi, Mechabdoi. Yeah, no. Well, that's his. Forget the cover to get a glila. That's a bazundo shmuz. A glila later schark and naked kula. So, today, a lot of the glilas are partial, like as a hook, metal hook inside each other. But when you were kids and you were used to doing glilas, if you remember, they had like a big a string, and you make a knot. So, you make a double knot. Or you make a knot. And then you make a bow. Like one. A knot is the first one. In a shoe, we have a knot and a bow, every shoe. So you do a knot and a bow. A knot is not called a double knot. Every one that opens normally is called a knot. One on, a knot on top of a knot. Kesher al gabi kesher. Or aniva al gabi kesher. So the problem is that if you get it in Shabbos and Mincha, the next time that it will open the Sefer Torah, some places will be next Monday, some shuls will be next Shabbos, some shuls next Yom Kippur. Yeah? So the shayla, what shul you davening in? So the shayla is, what is the heter to do it? What is the heter to do it? We'll see, the shayla is be'etzem. It's a very big shayla. It's like a good reason not to get glila Shabbos in Mincha afternoon, yeah? It's like a big shayla. So some poskim came with an eitzah that you will do it and you will have in mind Motzei Shabbos to go back to the shul and to open it and to retire it again. There will be a problem to the people that open it on Shabbos later, how they can open the knot. I'm okay, as long as they're not so choshish. But for yourself at least, so the eitzah is if you got a glil in such a shul, so you say, okay, you know, I'll do it. And then after it, I'll come over and I'll open it. And the shayla, if it helps or not. The shayla, if it helps. The same thing you have a lot of times, a different kind of clothes. It's more motzi and women's clothes. You have all different strings hanging all over the place. And the minhag ha-makom is that you tie it, you know, it's something more neat. You know, you don't let the strings. Now, these things that you tie, you leave them tied like this till it opens again. Now on Shabbos these things open. Now people are embarrassed to go with all different strings hanging all different places. So they wanted to make the nice knot in the bow. But they know it's also. So they haven't asked. Most of the Shabbos, they will open it and everything will be okay. So I shall is be'etzem if it helps to make such a knot al das to open it Motzei Shabbos for not be able to have it or not. The same thing is going to get to two shilas that we'll have to also done, so if we get to them. A person takes out the garbage in Shabbos. Now the problem is, you know, when you take out the garbage, I'm saying, you don't have bochum so much nagia. But you take out the other big garbage, or at least you eat by someone else Shabbos if you want to help. Yes, it also could be nagia. Yeah. So, maybe to be mad, Shabbos, garbage is mukta. If a person has a house full of guests, and after Shabbos meal, it's two big garbage bags in the kitchen, so it's graf shenhe, you're allowed to take it out. Salavan, you're not allowed to move away the garbage in Shabbos. Now, the problem is like this. If you take the garbage open, you know, the steps will get also. So you want to tie it. So what you do? You tie a knot, one, and a bow, or a double knot. Doesn't make a difference how you do it. Now, you're doing it for more than 24 hours. It's going to stay in the garbage forever. So there's two shailas. One shaila b'shem zaman ayabach klez, if it's called kosher la'olam or not. You're doing it la'olam, you're not going to open it. Well, it's not called la'olam. This is one shmuz, it's a bazundo shmuz. The same shaila is, toifer is also asu la'olam. So a person changes a diaper of a kid. So, I don't know if you know, but the diapers today come with stickers. Now, so, when you put it on the baby, okay, you take from his man, that's not a problem. Then when you finish the changing, you take the diaper, and you stick it. And it stays stick like on foot. Till it grinds the garbage, but so, now, if you don't do it, it's all mess around. So, it's a shagrub from Zaman Oyabach, if you're allowed to do it in Shabbos or not. I'm, in the moment, I'm not speaking at that part of the Shaila, I'm speaking on the life. So the Machmirim don't. Every front person, the Maize, doesn't close a diaper in Shabbos. Every person has a Shtikul Yerushalayim, doesn't close a diaper in Shabbos. And every Yerushalayim doesn't tie the garbage when he throws it. I'm saying, I'm asking that it's a Teirim, or because they fear in Yerushalayim and Yerakodesh Yerushalayim. Now the Shaila is okay. So you Baruch Hashem Yerushalayim, and you don't close the diaper. Yeah? Abba. So you have a poshtetz. You will close it. When you get to the big diaper, you just open it. Why are you doing it? Because you don't want to mechal Shabbos. The shaila it helps or not. But the shaila that we're going through the three questions is, when I'm doing something lezman, not because I'm planning to do it lezman, because I know that it's hilchos Shabbos, and if I don't open it, I'll be over hilchos Shabbos. So again, the Shabbos, you got the Glil Shabbos afternoon. You're allowed to do a Kesher Lezman, and that's to open it. Motzei Shabbos. Why? Because you don't want to have Isur of Chil Shabbos. You have these clothes with strings hanging all over the place, and they got messed up, and you want to fix it for the little kids. Yeah? You're allowed to do it or not. Or same thing, you're from the ones that know that you don't close diapers in Shabbos. So, and the baby, yes. When you finish to change the baby, you mark me Kishinus of Shomazam and Neuerbach, and Shmir Shabbos Chilik Shlishi, and I'm going in now, all the Fizachim, that we mark me. The Shaila is, but the mice, I need to, the diaper is dripping all over the place. I will close it. When I get to the garbage, I will open it. It helps to do such a Zach, or it doesn't help. And it's Nagea Kiseida, and all different other Zachim that we'll see, but this is Be'etzim the Yaseida Shaila. To Mevar the Shaila, we'll go in to a Shaila. I want to go in to a Zach, but it's Kedai to know it. The Avnezer calls it Mitzvah Lefalsim. Shaila, why people are not Choshesh to it, we have to know. Mazeh Zog the Avnezer in Tshuva Kuf Pe Gimel and Or HaChaim. We have a mitzvah of tefillin. It's two shittas in the mitzvah of tefillin. Shittas Rabbeinu Eliyahu, Tesis brings him down in Menoches Lamed Hei, and in Eruvin Tzadi Zayin, that you have to ukshar temoisom. Every day you have to make the kesher shel tefillin. every day. The kesher in the back and the kesher in the hand. You have to every day undo the kesher and do the kesher. And days goes back and forth. Like Moses says, Zapos Achav, but every person has to know. Ksav, Mile, because Chsanim. Every person, every time the Chochem has to know it, just in case it comes to a place. And this is as a kasher, if you're a Belio, everyone has to know kesher shel tefillin. And brings a Rashi, forget, Rashi says, why it doesn't say kesher shel tefillin? Shehakol bkiim bo, every kid knows it. When he's bar mitzvah, he teaches it, so everyone knows how to do kesher shel tefillin. But as I held Rabbeinu Eliyahu, that every day you have to do kesher shel tefillin. Rabbeinu Tam is choylek on him, and he says we do it once forever. We don't have to do the kesher every day. The Maaseh said, the shita sheniskablo b'klal Yisrael is not shita Rabbeinu Eliyahu, no one is choyshish to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, and even the tool doesn't bring down shita Rabbeinu Eliyahu, and we put on the tefillin, and b'pashtus, we learn pshat to kshalte moisom, doesn't go on what we put it on our body. Ukshato means the kesher. Now we have to put it on the body. But there's no chiyuv kosher on the body. It's a din hiduk. So the head, the hiduk is when you pull down the kesher around you. And the hand is a vikuach, what is called the hiduk. The machmirim ha-makpid, I couldn't find out what is the mocker. I remember when I learned his tefillin, that the machmirim ha-makpid, the kesher is the yud. You pull the tefillin, then you go seven times around your hand. Then you go a little bit on the fingers, epis. Then you go around your hand. And then you take the edge and you stuff it inside. So people think you stuff it inside, because if not, it will be hanging on the floor. The machmirim know that you have to do it. Because if not, it's not considered that you put a tefillin on your hand. Because when this is loose, it's loose, till the tefillin falls out. Where the tefillin and the chubor into the hand? Because a lot of circles. You see what happens. Slowly. Don't put it and leave your hand down. That's what you do when you want to take it off, right? It goes off. So the reason you push it inside, I have to find the mocker. I think it's before Shnaloch, maybe for Mishneh Berurah. There was not feeling so good today. I didn't manage to check it inside. But Azei midaf machen.
What kind of chibur does it have to be? Why is it be such a start to chibur?
So what Kodesh Baruch Hu said? Vahoyu. Stop, just to put it?
No, it has to stay for how long?
It has to stay, it's not staying. It just is circles around, it's not staying. This is on the head, it's on the head, it doesn't go off. It's mechubel to the head. It's not mechubel to the hand. It's loose. It's a couple circles and are loose.
I said
the machmirim, and I don't remember where they are. I said, it's a chumah to do it, and I said, I can't call it, but I said, it's a chum. I said, I'm asking, it's a chum. I said, I couldn't find where it's written down, so for sure that I've been down the Mishneh Berurah for
not, yeah? He even says it's enough just to put it around.
I'm saying again. And then what you do, no. You're right, the Mishneh Berurah says it's enough to make a couple circles, but could be, at that time, you stuff the edge. You don't have to make the whole Shema Krichas. It's enough to do two Krichas or three Krichas, and then you stuff it. Because if it's not called a Kricha. This is what the Machmirim say. I'm saying again, I don't remember where I saw them. But when I learned Hilchos Tefillin, I remember that Hochi Orich Lemevat. To say that if you didn't do it till I now punk, I send my tefillin to a fix. I took from a gemach. So it mamish doesn't fit. Every morning, like every second, I stuck it and it runs out. So mamish the whole more from the kavana, I'm busy stuffing that edge. it's a gemach. So if I open it more, there's nothing left. But this reason I remember this chumah, not pashat. Normally, anyway, do it because pashat. Technically, you don't like it to hang around. The kol mekoyim. This is andazong does the vikshaltem. So we have two shittas. We have shittas Rabbeinu Eliyahu that you have to make a kesher shel tefillin every day, and we have our shita that we don't do a kesher. Frek teisus akasha of Rabbeinu Eliyahu. There's a gemara in Eruvin daf tzadik zayin. Hamoitze tefillin b'Shabbos. Person found tefillin in Shabbos. Now, in the old days, was no Eruv. So you find tefillin in Shabbos, so how you bring them? So the Gemara says, if he finds tefillin chadoshos, he doesn't have what to do. He can't carry in Shabbos. If he finds tefillin yeshonos, so the poshta eitzah, he puts on the tefillin, and he comes in. He puts on the tefillin and he comes in. Frektes is lefi Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Why he can't, even if he finds chadoshes, why he can't make the kesher on Shabbos? It's not a kesher she'eino shel kayom. Because anyway he's going to open it tomorrow. There's a raya de loike Rabbeinu Eliyahu. At kind of tesis. Yes. Zog da goes moltcha teretz of Rabbeinu Eliyahu. That when Rabbeinu Eliyahu holds that it's a kesher le'inyan tefillin, it's a kesher le'inyan Shabbos. If you know Shabbos is about tefillin or not, there's a lot of kashas. But I say zog da goes moltcha. That when Rabbeinu Eliyahu holds that it's a kesher le'inyan tefillin, but maybe it's a kesher le'inyan Shabbos. Zog da avnei meizer, listen. Zog da avnei meizer like this. Oh, but without Rabbeinu Eliyahu, state that it's not good. Agav, it's a kesher l'inyan tefillin, it's a kesher l'inyan Shabbos. Zog the Avnei-Nezer like this. Why in Shabbos we have to have a kesher shel kayom? L'moshe, when you write something in Shabbos and you intend to erase it tomorrow, you chayev. If it's not miskayim, it's something else. If you write in a window that has steam, it's a yisod rabbanon, it's ain't a miskayim. But if you write something nice and you're just planning to erase it tomorrow, Havad Yechayev. So why in Kesher, if you're not planning to have it for Le'olam, you're not Chayev? So you can't say because Meleches Machsheves. Because if it's Meleches Machsheves, so how the Molche could say that Agav, it's Kosher Legabi Tefillin, it's Kosher Legabi Shabbos. What is the Shaychus? Shabbos is the Din of Meleches Machsheves. Al Kochel Zogdav, the Nezer Pshat. That the reason that the Kesher She'enu Shel Kayomah in Shabbos is not Chayev, because it's Nishkin Kosher. Why? He says, Modne Zach. Why all the melochas? It's like this. Koisev is koisev. Moichek is moichek. Mevashel is mevashel. What is koisher? He says. Two things, they're standing near each other. What is the melocha? Nothing happened. Nothing changed. Only if it's le'olam, oh! Sivertzach Hashem kesher. We see from the Rambam holds you have to have meleches umon. So we see there's a musig that the kosher has a chefze v'tzure v'kosher. And thank you, we saw in Meleches Umen, Kubi doesn't have to be le'olam. We see there's a musa. So the Rabbi Razei, so the Mordche, val it's kesher l'inyan tefillin, Hashem is ma'achshiv et Hashem kesher, she's the kesher l'inyan Shabbos also. V'meile l'shitoseinu, that tefillin are not made for one day, so we don't have this yesod. So l'fi them, if a person will make a kesher shel tefillin for one day, he's not yotze tefillin. Lefi zeh says, if a person takes a tefillin from his friend and he changes the kesher to fit for him, he's not yotze. Because tomorrow when he gives it back to his friend, he has to change back the kesher. Gives it back to the gemach, he has to change back the kesher. The mitzvah lefarsem adovo. I think this is how the nasal finishes.
Why isn't it
a kesher so kind of offer to be? What? So the kesher she'ena shel kayom is not a kesher. So if you take it from your friend for a day and you plan to give it back tomorrow, so you plan to close it, so you plan to change it back. Now if your head is the same size of your friend's head, we're not talking about that case. I'm going to feel him on the armor, kishem she'en the same show, and kachem patsu for same show. Yeah? So everyone has a different head. So that's a chazam on the armor. So if you have a chazam on the armor, the heads are different heads. So it's like that the nasal, so you change the kesher to fit your head. If you change the kesher to fit your head, you're not yoitze. U'mitzvah lefarsim adovo. U'mitzvah lefarsim adovo. I took my tefillin from the gemach for half a year, I took it. I'm not giving it back before half a year. But I have a kesher d'oraisa now. Even if I don't need it, I'll give it back to them. Yeah? No, but I'm saying, it could be, after, it's alamo shayla. After I did it, if I could change my mind, okay, this was, it's a menocha shayla. The person has a das to open the sefer Teirah Motzei Shabbos, if then he could say, okay, now I don't have to, because already, okay, the Muslim speaks about it, yeah? So then if he doesn't have to, then how it starts? It's a galgal achoizah. אבל מכל מקום הזה זאת מאבני נזר. עשה נקליכם בגוולדיק אזך, פרשת זווי לך, he says that is a gemore that קודנה יודע להניח תפילין, אוביב קוינה לו תפילין. It's basically a whole שאלה that a person has to own his own תפילין. זה שתהיית עם פויסקים, that you have to own your own תפילין. You can't take all the more from גמחים. You have to own your own תפילין. He has to own his own תפילין. Can't every day borrow from someone else. It's different reasons, Mishnah Berurah says. Aber Mishnah steht, kommt mir der an der Tfilin, ob ich lekech le Tfilin. Tzitzis doesn't say, ob ich lekech le Tzitzis. Chai be Tzitzis. So that, Klichem says it's very poshut. There's one peer, the father and the son cannot share it. Because if the father changes the kesher for the son, so the father is not yoytze, the son is not yoytze. אז הם שתי דין משנה, תנקה, לפי דעת הנזר, אז ואי גשמח, קודם שמידע להניח תפילין, אל תתקיין לי תפילין. You can't have two people sharing one pair of תפילין. אז זה זוג נקריכם. Now, the shalas הזה, לא מגיע לנוס את המלך. The world wants to bring another right to the nazar. From the same sugya, backwards. The same sugya backwards. What is the right, the same sugya backwards? The Gemara says in Eruvin, if you found tefillin in Shabbos, if it's chadoshes, that it's not the kesher is not done, you can't give it back. You can't pick it up. You can't carry it. If it's yeshones, malbishom kedarko. L'chur ledidan, what is the problem? He found tefillin. Let him to make a kesher. Let him to make a kesher on Shabbos. And he will have a das to open his Motzei Shabbos. Let him to make a kesher on Shabbos. Al das to open his Motzei Shabbos. What is the problem? Why the Gemara says that he found it in Shabbos? He can't be meishiv, make a kesher in Shabbos. We don't have the vow that the Gemara is going to be a normal fin achayev in Shabbos. And the Gemara means that mitzvah tefillin. Make a kesher on Shabbos and have a das to open it Motzei Shabbos. The Teretz is. If you have the nezer, you're not yet. So it's not etzah to make a kesher on Edidan also. No, fuck off. This is a kesher. Fira ben Eliyahu that the tefillin only have to be kosher for one day. So why are you not yet? So this is a chidush. So it goes more to a chidush because you call Migud Avet Kesher Yon Tfilin, have a Kesher Yon Shabbos. Aber Ledidan, for sure you can't make the Kesher. And the same thing, they wanted to bring a Raya, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kufla Medalef, that you can't do a Tzitzis in Shabbos. Everyone knows if the Tzitzis tears in Shabbos, Kovod Abrius, you're allowed to go without Tzitzis or not. In Shabbos you can't do Tzitzis. Gemara in Shabbos, Kufla Medalef. Why you can't do Tzitzis in Shabbos? Do Tzitzis. Al Das, that you will open it mostly Shabbos. If you have the nazar, it's very good. It's not called tzitzis. If you have a das to open it Motzei Shabbos, a kesher is man, it's nishkem kesher. Now, you have to know that this of the nazar is mechudosh, even that lemaise, most of the poiskim follow the of the nazar. How people take from gmach and friends. There's different yeshuvim that if you don't open it completely, you only move it a little bit, so it's the same kesher. There's different yeshuvim. I will open completely and close it. Most poiskim hold you have to be choishish to have the nezer, and you're not allowed to do it. That's what most poiskim hold. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was yoitzer to be done in a nayavek. He wants to say like this. We'll start step by step. He says, could be, right, Tesis says that Lefira ben Eliyahu, if a person makes a kesher shel tefillin for one day, it's not called a kesher shel kayom. So the beginning of Shmuel Zalman wanted to say, only the Fira Ben Eliyahu, it's not called a kesher shel kayom. Why? Because you have to open the tefillin, because every day you have to tie it. So it's called a kesher sheino shel kayom. But lo yitzuya, mitzad dinei tefillin, you don't have to open the kesher every day. Just because your friend needs it, so you're planning to change the kesher. So the beginning of Shmuel Zalman had a tzad that this is not called Kesher She'einu Shel Kayoma. Kesher She'einu Shel Kayoma is only if mitzad the Hilchis Kesher. But the Ma'aseh of Shmuel Zalman brings Raya's Mishtazay that this is also called, I don't want to go announce, Negeat Hilchis Shabbos, that it's also called the Kesher. So Shmuel Zalman wants to say Azayah Soit. Avada, maybe the Mechalik like this. If a person makes a kesher lizman for a day, for 2 days, for 3 days, it's a kesher lizman. If a person does a kesher loilo, just he's planning to open it tomorrow, because if he doesn't open it tomorrow, he'll be mechalal Shabbos. This is called that the kesher is a kesher shel kayom. The kesher mitzad atzmo is oimed lo'ilo. The kesher mitzad atzmo is oimed lo'ilo. What he's planning to open it tomorrow, because if he doesn't open it tomorrow, he'll be a mechal Shabbos, this doesn't make it a kesher she'einu shel kayoma. It stays a kesher shel kayoma. What is his raya? Tzitzis. Says if a person does a tzitzis and he's planning to open it tomorrow, why you can't do tzitzis in Shabbos? Like Shmuel Zalman, not because if not you would not have the Avnei Nezer. No, rather even if you're planning to open it tomorrow, the Avnei Nezer will be masking that it's called a kesher. Maybe I'll explain it a bit more. Shmuel Zalman says like this: if a person makes a kesher and he's planning to open it tomorrow, it's also called a kesher. But it's called a kesher. It's planning to open it tomorrow. It's not a kesher. It's called a kesher. But man, if a person makes the tzitzis and plans to open it tomorrow, it's called the tzitzis. If he puts on tefillin and he's planning tomorrow to change the tefillin, to fix the tefillin, it's called a kesher. It's called a kesher. Not mistaba that it's not a kesher. Even lekula. If a person buys tefillin, puts on the ritzuas, plan to open it tomorrow, it's called a kesher. So Rabbi Shmuel Zalman, I'll be mindful of the Torah. Says, a person made a tzitzis in Shabbos, and he has a das to open it Motzei Shabbos, because he doesn't want to be Michal Shabbos, mitzad the kesher atzmoy, the kesher could have stayed forever. He's chayim mitzad kosher. He finds tefillin in Shabbos, and he makes a kesher, and he will open it tomorrow, because if he doesn't open it tomorrow, he's Michal Shabbos. It doesn't help that he will open it tomorrow. He brings down a Gemara. The Gemara says, Kinoir shenifsak b'Shabbos, the Bishamikdosh. One of the Kinoir is tour. So the Gemara says, how you do a kesher? It's meleches kosher. Rabbi Shmuel Zalman, what is the problem? Make a kesher, have a das, Motzei Shabbos, to open it. The Teretz says, you can't. The Gemara says, Chevel Dli. They had a problem, the chevel that he take the water, what to do, it was torn in Shabbos. What's the problem? Make a kesher, and what's the Shabbos? You'll open it. The Torah says that Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to do a kesher, lizman, the Shabbos. Well, why have to come to Atayim? Do it in Shabbos, I'll ask to open it. Zogim Shul Mizalman, Muchach to me, Ein Yisoy. If a person doesn't Shabbos, I'll ask to open what's the Shabbos, Avada and Avada, that it's called, that he made a kesher. And we made it to all the Gemara's cut, what we asked before. We wanted to bring a raya to the Avdeneza, that's a Nishkin raya. Why did that? You can't find food in Shabbos. Why you can't make a kesher al das to open it? And that Nishkum is an Avdeneza. You could say, Poshit, that Val you had a das to open it after Shabbos only because of that. It's called Chilu Shabbos. So the first Yisrael of Shulman Zalman is the Mechadesh or Chidush Miruchu Shabbos. That a kesher that is done al das to open it only because it's Shabbos, it's called Chilul Shabbos. So with that, Rav Shmuel Zalman is miyashiv six gemoras. Since this is why you can't do in Shabbos, al das to open, we don't have to hold from the Avnei Nezer. You're not allowed to do tzitzis in Shabbos, al das to open it, because it doesn't help. You found feeling you can't make a kesher al das to open, because it doesn't help. Kinur doesn't help, Chevel Dli doesn't help. And lefid them, Zog Rav Shmuel Zalman, for this chelek la'aloche, if you get glile, it doesn't help to tie it or das to open it. Doesn't help. If you have these ladies' clothes with all these strings, you're not allowed to do the kesher adas to open it. You're not allowed to do the adas to open it. You're mechal Shabbos day raisa. And maybe you're not allowed to tie the garbage al das to open it. You're not allowed to.
You mean that and don't care about having it after?
Well, in the garbage? What was? Well, no. This is another tzad. Stop. What would be if something is al das lizrik? I said it's two shaylas. Is one shayla al das lizrik is mutter or not? Some shit is hold that it's mutter. It's a bazun of Shem Zaman. To get it, I don't have to get it. Today we'll get it. But we're going on the tzad that to close the diaper forever is a problem. And the tzad that it is a problem. And the tzad that to close the diaper forever is not a problem, we don't have a shayla. But on the tzad that we machmu that to close the diaper forever is a problem. Lefidem Zagim Shem Zaman will not help to do this man. And for me it's very Negeal HaMaisa. Every Shabbos is Negeal HaMaisa. I don't know how to do a tie. Every person has his disabilities, yeah? A tie I don't know how to do. So what do? I ask someone to do for me the tie. So comes, I'm going to have a bocha come eat for me for Shabbos. So I ask him to do the tie. And it keeps for a couple of weeks. Yeah, till a mistake it opens or it gets dirty, I have to get a new one. Now, what happens sometimes, you know, no guests came before Shabbos. So only in Shabbos I have a guest, yeah? No Shabbos, or the tie gets dirty. So I want to ask the bocher to do for me the tie. Now, the mice of the tie, Rabbi Yashi told me the getter is like, I'm not going now to different arguments, I know there's different ways to do ties. Then when I went to learn, ask Eliyashi if I learned for one day how to do it, I had to explain to him. But I mean, I forgot. But now Eliyashi told me that a tie is a getter of aniva al gabi kesher. That you're allowed to do it lepochis for 24 hours, you're not allowed to do it for more than 24 hours. You're not allowed to do a tie on Shabbos and to leave him. So most people, it's not a problem. They open it, they close it. But I, by me, it's lezman, merube, it's for half a year sometimes a tie. Now, so if I ask someone to do the tie, Pashas is doing it al das me. So I machshav him in kosher. So I have a poshta eitze. This week, I'll open it mostly Shabbos. If you're from Zama, doesn't it? I spiel tzach mit deiraisis. To shayam for playing with Yisrael deiraisis. It's come on, it's a chiv skila. Shayam for chiv skila. Because he's doing it al das me. So it's a kesher l'zman merube for half a year. So like, onum shum zahm al poshta eitz. Why is misasik? I don't know, is misasik. I don't know if he knows b'chal da halochas al bochum. No, he wasn't known to do very good, don't know exactly da halochas. Ish muchach, ef shachnes nisht. I don't know, ef shmoy tzilaz, you know. I don't know, so this is what I want to feel, yeah, but I'm saying, I'm explaining that this chishum shum zahm is a very vichtik chidush. Then it's a very big chumra
be'etzer. He's doing it
on that.
He's not
even
open it up. He doesn't know.
This is the reason I said, Spielzach mit der Reise. If it would be that, I would say, Yenem is Chayef Skille. I'm saying Spielzach, because I'm not so sure, because he's doing, he thinks that I'm doing different. I don't know. So a lot of times what I do is, I tell a different bocher to tell him to do it for him. But then the chada doesn't look like it. So then it could be it helps. I said, ich weiß nicht. Aber mir darf geben eine Eitze für den. Mir darf geben eine Eitze. Now, let me go weiter. Same thing in shoes, exactly. It's a big problem. A bacher came over to me. He heard once this shear for me. Said, till now he was a very lazy bacher, yeah? He tied his shoes on Shabbos, and it kept for a couple years even. You know, he slips in, slips out, slips in, slips out. Now, said it, but he heard the shear, so now he had a problem. He decided, okay, the vine doesn't have a problem, because this week he's planning to slip in, slip out, yeah? But pitam it opens. You know, lelo ilam choysen. Now, he doesn't know what to do. So if he ties it again, so he heard the shear, there's a problem. So he said, no problem, this Shabbos he's planning to open it. Chmese shear helps. So the shayla is if what helps if he's mekamel himself to stop to be lazy. Other mass of portion. But the shayla, if he really, I don't know what is the getter, if he taka starts, shayla, if a person starts because he heard this shear from now every week to open and close the shoes the whole time, if it's then maybe you don't have the Rav Shlomo Zalman. he really changes mahus. And he's saying people meretav melochas deiraisa. People don't understand. Meretav melochas deiraisa. Say it's coolest. It's a theorem. But I'm saying as meretav melochas deiraisa, some people that tie the shoes and don't open them. It's one shaila. Said maybe it's a limud schus, maybe it's not a limud schus. But we're going now. The shaila is if it helps to have a das to open it to take care of the problem. Now we're going back to tefillin. So this is the chiddush of Shem Zalman. So men of Shem Zalman took away a half of the problem. Now, we had a raya from that why you're not allowed to tie it in Shabbos. The didan when you found it filling, the Torah says it doesn't help to do it in Shabbos. Al das to open it, not because they have the nes, but because what comes out of Shem Zalman. The dossier that have the nes was mechadish. That if you have to open it because not because of Shabbos, because your friend needs it. So then the value have the chiddush of the Avnei Nezer, but you're not yotzei tefillin. Not yotzei tefillin. So here Shmuel Zalman wanted to come maybe to learn kosher for kelt from the Avnei Nezer. To learn pshat that the reason you have to have a kosher shel kayoma is not like the Avnei Nezer learned. It's on them is not a shem kosher. The val kosher is a meloche grua. Ba'atzim kosher l'zman is a kosher. It's called a shem kosher. It's called a meleches kosher. This valitz a meloche gruo. So for Shabbos, to give it a chashivus, you need to have it l'zman. On them is no chashivus. On them is no chashivus. On them is no chashivus. If you don't give it a time. If you give it a time, it has a chashivus. If you give it a time, it has a chashivus. So Shazaman wanted to say, maybe under a vote. The reason you have to have kosher and tefillin because you have to have a chashivus. On a chashivus, it's not called a kosher. Aber lo yitzur, you yoytze mitzvahs tefillin with them, it's also called a chashivus. It's a chashiv ezach. So also la didan you yoytze mitzvahs tefillin. So mele, and tefillin, it's not that every kosher in his man is garnish. Every kosher in his man doesn't have a chashivus if it's not in his man. But if it has a chashivus, avada yoytze. So mele avada has a chashivus of tefillin. So mele it's called a meleches kosher. So mele you are yoytze. It has to have a pesach chashivus. Shem Zalman said he has a shtikel raya. And kilayim you also chayav when it's kosher. Lo yishomaru if he's planning to take off the kilayim in another hour, you're allowed to go with kilayim. That's not called a chibur. The Teretzi says, you know why in Kilayim is no deal as man? Because Chashivus is Bavere, it's also called a Chashivus. It's called a Yachdom. So this is the Dingerein. This is the Dingerein of Rav Shmuel Zalman. Again, Rav Shmuel Zalman says, even though there's a Dingerein with the Avnei Nezer, and Mimela, we don't have no Raya from the Gemara and Shabbos, that you're not allowed to do a Kesher as man, because maybe in Tefillin Kesher as man is called a Kesher. We have the other Rayas from Kinur and Bishamikdosh. So from the Etzem Achidush, Rav Shmuel Zalman is not Chayzer. That if you have a das to open it with the Shabbos, it doesn't help. Just before the Avnei Nezer, we have a Shein Raya from Gemara and Shabbos. That in Gemara and in Eruvin. That if you found tefillin, why are you not allowed to do a kesher? Al das to open it. Teretz it's also. The Maskana was saying, maybe in tefillin it's called Lizman, it's called a Chashivus. Maybe in tefillin it's Vanei also. And again, Rav Shmuel Zalman is not choyzer from the Etzem Achidush, because the Etzem Achidush Rav Shmuel Zalman holds that the Halacha is Girech. Say, Lemaise, Medavisen. The Avnei Nezer is Machmir. Shem Zalman Be'etzim is the only one that is Be'etzim Loichem against the Chiddush of the Avnei Nezer. And all the other poskim say that a kesher, if it's already a kesher, you're just moving it a little bit. We made it get to the Avnei Nezer. If you open it and close it, you have to be choishish to the Avnei Nezer. Shem Zalman says that the Ma'aseh you don't have to be choishish to the Avnei Nezer.
I guess 2 years ago.